In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. If we went to a foreign country, and it was the first time we visited this country, and we have no idea about its food, then we felt that we are hungry. Where we have to go? If you are hungry in China, any country, for the first time, you didn't know about all the food of this country, and you felt hungry, where you will ask about what? Where you will eat? In a restaurant. You ask, where are the restaurants? And you will take the address of one of the restaurants, and when you entered it, you find a menu. You couldn't understand anything of the menu. Then the waiter will come and say, are you hungry? Surely, I came to the restaurant because I'm hungry. He said, oh, we have very delicious food. And he started to explain many kinds of food. Do you feel that you are satisfied just you have the menu and the waiter told you about the food? Are you satisfied or not? You feel still hungry or not hungry? Still hungry. Then you said, okay, I want to taste and to see your food. And then the waiter bring the food. You said, oh, how truly it's smelling is very nice. And you see the food on the table, but you didn't start. Are you hungry, still hungry, or satisfied? Still hungry. When you taste it, and you said, oh, how sweet is this food? You are satisfied or not? Not satisfied yet. When you eat, what will happen? You said, oh, how delicious this food. It is truly very nice food. I am satisfied. Today we heard the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the bread which descends from heaven. I am coming from heaven. I am the heavenly bread. What is the restaurant? It is the Bible. When we feel hungry, we start to read the Bible and we find the menu. Do you know what is the menu? What is the menu in the Bible? What is the menu in the Bible to eat? In the Old Testament, the prophets told us, oh, Jesus, the Messiah will come. He will grant you so and so and so. All the prophets, in fact, told us what about the heavenly menu. He wanted us to be eager and to have the desire to eat. Therefore, they were always asking, are you the Messiah? When John the Baptist came, they asked him, are you the Messiah? When Jesus himself came, they asked him also the same question. And for the first time, when the prophets told us about the Lord Jesus Christ, said, yes, I came so that you may eat. I am the bread. I am the heavenly bread. When they heard that, they couldn't understand. They were not satisfied. After his resurrection, through the 40 days, from the resurrection to what? After 40 days, where Jesus went? Do you know where he went? To heaven. In this period, they discovered, oh, what he said. All these 3 years, when he was serving us, he offered the food, but we didn't taste it. We heard that he is the heavenly bread. We saw him while he making many miracles, but we were not satisfied. We couldn't understand him. We haven't the smelling of the Lord Jesus Christ. After the resurrection, they tasted the new life, the risen life. They said, oh, how we were not truly wise. We couldn't understand his words that he is the heavenly bread. They enjoyed the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, oh, he is the kingdom of God. He is the heavenly food. And they tasted the Lord Jesus Christ. And they became very eager to tell all the people all over the world, come and eat. Why you are hungry? Why you do not want to enter in the restaurant in the Holy Bible, the Old and the New Testament, and to see the menu, the prophecies, and to enjoy the food, because the food is presented before you. Why you are looking outside Jesus Christ and you are hungry? Come and see how Jesus Christ is very sweet. The disciples, in fact, through these 40 days, discovered the reality of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the heavenly food. Therefore, they asked themselves, how can we present this food to all our relatives, to all mankind, through all the generations, through all time, from now till His second coming? And they were involved in preaching that Jesus Christ came. He ate the food. After they ate, they truly be satisfied. Will we eat in heaven or not? We will eat or not? Yes or no? No. Jesus Christ is the heavenly food, and He is the angelic food. Then we will eat, but not by our physical mouth. We will enjoy the Lord Jesus Christ. He is my food. And when I eat and drink from Him, I never become hungry or thirsty. I feel like the angels. When we ask the angels, what is your food? They said, oh, the Son of God, the Word of God, the wisdom of God. We enjoy Him. He satisfies our inner life. We are satisfied. We are not in lack of any food. For He is the heavenly bread. I hope truly all of us not to be hungry or thirsty. If you do not read the Bible, how can you eat? If you just smell and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, how you be satisfied? We are in need to be with the Lord, to eat His body, to drink His blood, and to say to Him, truly we want to be like the angels, to eat and to drink, for you are our heavenly food. You are the living water by whom truly we become satisfied. I want to tell you, we are lucky. We are lucky. We are not like Moses or Abraham or Isaac or Rebecca or even John the Baptist. All of them truly, they entered the restaurant. They looked to the menu. They told us about the food, but they didn't taste the food like us. Now they tasted Him when He ascended to heaven, and He presented Himself to them and said, I am the bread food which you was eager to eat. I am the living water truly was eager to drink. Now I hope all of us, everyone, the elders, the kids, every person, to be very serious in reading the Bible, enjoying the menu, receiving the heavenly food, and eating it, and say, oh, how truly I am now sharing the heavenly hosts in their food. May our Lord Jesus Christ grant all of us to eat and to drink and to enjoy the Lord Himself. Glory be to God. Amen.